We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Friday, 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Haven't had a chance to talk about the unfortunate news of last night's game yet. Man, you hate to see that.
Yeah, man.
Hate to see anybody get hurt. Patrick Mahomes goes down last night. There's some updates this morning about his injury status and how long it may be. So we'll get to that coming up in 20 minutes. Get back into the Falcons matchup against the Rams as well. But big weekend. We're looking forward to a lot of different things, including, of course, an Atlanta United playoff game right here in Atlanta tomorrow. Pre-game at 12:30, kickoff at 1 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Conte will be there, of course. Mike Conte with us now. Mike, how are you?
I am so nervous about this game. I've already advised my wife, don't even bother preparing a second dessert tonight. I think I'm only going to be able to do one.
What are you nervous about?
That's when you know it's bad.
What am I nervous about?
Yeah.
You're going into a 90-minute knockout game where one bad bounce, your season could be over, and you're without arguably your best player. It's scary. I think Atlanta United should be able to take care of business. I mean, it's the saying I always say, if you're afraid, get a dog. Well, I own two, and I'm still afraid. But that's just it's more so about the format than who Atlanta United's playing.
Right.
Because in a knockout situation like this, when you aren't playing legs, you know, New England could come in here. I don't think they will, but they could come in here. They could park the bus and slash the tires and put all 10 players behind the ball and play for penalties, and then, you know, basically you go to a trick shot competition for a chance to advance to the playoffs. It's just there's so much that could happen tactically that could get Atlanta United out of its comfort zone and make this a tense match tomorrow. And you guys know when you get tense, you make mistakes, right?
Yeah.
So on the other hand, look, Atlanta United just played these guys and beat them 3-1, and New England has never beaten Atlanta United.
Right.
And Atlanta United's at home.
Correct.
So there are a lot of things that you can check off on the Atlanta United list that should make you feel good about this match.
So who's going to fill those shoes for Miles Robinson?
Yeah. My guess is, based on what Frank DeBoer said yesterday, it's not going to be Florentin Pogba. He just got back to Atlanta, I think, yesterday. He played in Spain this week for Guinea against Chile,
right,
in Spain. So
right, that makes sense.
African nation and uh-huh. South American nation playing in Europe.
Yeah, make him go over there.
Anyhow, right. So I don't think it'll be him.
Right.
Jason made a good point on stoppage time on Wednesday. It's probably going to be a little safer if you stay in the 3-5-2. And again, I think safety first in a 90-minute knockout game, right? All right, well, if you do that, then I think you have two options. You'll probably have Leandro and Escobar absolutely as two of your three center backs. The third, your most central of three center backs, I think it would be Michael Parkhurst with Jeff Lerenowitz playing a defensive midfield role in front of him, I think. You could have Jeff Lerenowitz as a center back. You could go to four in the back, and then you bring in the possibility of maybe Mikey Ambrose coming into that mix. But my guess is it's probably going to be Parkhurst with Lerenowitz in front of him. I think that's the safest. I think that gives you a lot of veteran leadership and experience, people who have been in this spot before. You don't win the MLS Cup last year without Parkhurst. He was that good. The concern then becomes, okay, those are two veteran players. What happens if you go to extra time?
Right.
And now you're playing 120 minutes, and you look at your bench, and you see, okay, you do have Pogba. You have Mo Adams, but you can't introduce Miles Robinson or really too many other defensive options. So there is some risk in that as well. Then the other question becomes, what do you do with Eric Rometty if you're going to start Jeff Lerenowitz?
Right.
So what you do in the back is going to domino all the way up to Joseph. It's really going to domino all the way up front, and that's why this is probably Frank DeBoer's most complicated selection of the year.
It's interesting. Earlier in the week, we asked a question and sort of brought all the managers and coaches in the Atlanta sports scene together and said, which one do you trust the most between DeBoer and Lloyd Pierce and all the guys? Mm-hmm. DeBoer won. Like,
absolutely.
And he should. Like, yeah. Frank DeBoer is the one who, and it's on game day as well, to make those tactical decisions or changes or adjustments or whatever to try to win games. I feel like this is one of those games tomorrow where if you're someone that trusts Frank DeBoer, you get a chance to really see why you trust him.
Well, but the other side of that is tomorrow is kind of like the MLS equivalent of Nick Saban against Urban Meyer. Like, you've got a really interesting coaching matchup tomorrow. Because you're right, DeBoer has coached in UEFA Champions Leagues. He won a lot of titles managing Ajax and Holland. I mean, he's coached big clubs all over the place. He's had a good year with Atlanta United. Then you have the OG of American-born soccer coaches, Bruce Arena, who's coached in two World Cups, including one in which the U.S. made their best run ever in 2002. He's won hundreds of MLS matches. He was an original manager in MLS. He has completely turned around New England. They're 8-3-8 with him. And that might not sound impressive. You have more non-wins than wins. Yeah, those eight draws, a draw in the playoffs, got a 50-50 shot of getting you a win in penalties.
Correct.
So that's good, too. I think the tactical matchup between the managers is fascinating. And I think one of the things that might have put Atlanta United in a little bit of a disadvantage was the news about Miles Robinson coming out when it did. Because when we found out Friday night he got hurt training with the U.S. men's national team, that gave Bruce Arena a full week to figure this out. Whereas you might have been able to maybe get away with no one knowing about this if the Federation had not put that out. I'm not blaming the Federation for putting it out. I am blaming the Federation for getting him hurt.
Yeah, it's their fault.
I'm not blaming them for putting it out. You've given Bruce Arena a full week now to think about this. Really, really fascinating. And I think New England probably goes with the same game plan that they had a week ago Sunday. They had more expected goals than Atlanta United in 18 shots with Miles Robinson playing. So now you take him out, you got to wonder, boy, are they going to even be able to compound upon that? I don't know.
We were talking earlier, Mike, before you came on, about will Frank start all three of the guys? And I'm talking about Joseph, Barco, and Pitti.
Yeah, another really good question. And I think whatever he ends up doing will be overreacted to.
Okay.
In my opinion, it doesn't matter nearly as much as what he does in back. Because I think if it's Hyndman over Pitti, if it's Barco over Hyndman, if it's Pitti over Barco, I don't think it really matters. I think you're in good shape no matter what. You have more players than you have spots for right now. It's nothing more than that. That's why I think it'll be overreacted to. It all starts with what you do in back.
Right.
Okay, is it going to be Parkhurst? That probably means Larenowitz. If that means Larenowitz, that might not mean Rometty or Hyndman. Well, then if Hyndman's not in, that might mean Pitti. It's a domino effect, but you've got to be responsible with what you're doing to fill Miles Robinson's spot.
Well, and it's going to be, I mean, wildly overreacted to if it doesn't work, right? I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
If he starts whoever, if he starts Hyndman instead of Pitti, and they score two goals in the first half and they win the game, then people say, DeBoer's a genius. If it doesn't work out, I mean, that, you know, results are obviously the way that he's going to be judged. Why would you do that? Like, what would be the benefit of making a move like that? Is that in case you do get down and you have more firepower off the bench?
You're talking about maybe not starting Pitti.
Or if you were not going to have one of your three designated players starting.
Oh, well, to me, Hyndman has been so solid as a creator, as someone who can go touchline to touchline, can put in a work rate, can help you a little bit defensively. I don't necessarily know if I want to take Hyndman out. Maybe you're okay in doing that. But, you know, they trusted Hyndman, started him in the Open Cup final. I think they started him against Club America, I'm almost positive. I mean, obviously, he's earned some trust. So, again, I don't think it's about Hyndman over Pitti. I don't look at it that way at all. I look at it as, and Frank even said this yesterday, you got to find the best 11 players, the best combination of 11 players that'll give you the best chance to win. It doesn't hurt, though, that you could bring Pitti or Barco or Bialba or whoever off the bench if you needed to find that desperation goal. That would be a luxury.
Remember, Pitti was a sub in the entire playoff run last year. Not Pitti.
Barco.
Barco was a sub in the playoffs last year.
Sure was.
Sure was.
And it was worked out pretty good.
Yeah, no one really got upset about that after
they won the championship. You had that,
What was that thing called? The parade?
I believe it was a parade. I think you broadcast from that thing.
I have fuzzy memories of that.
Yes.
Thank you, Mike.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Have a great call tomorrow. Enjoy the dessert.
Oh, it'll be fun.
Just enjoy the dessert.
Appreciate it, Mike.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.